4 CBA Mobile.
CBA, KN4 VWA. What's up, Dave?
Texas and insurance, and everything else, I guess. Gasoline, groceries, various sundry items. How are you doing?
Over and pay homage to Washington and say thank you, Uncle Joe.
Headed over to Tom Rouse's house.
Really? Well, tell good old Tom I said howdy.
I'll be sure and do that. And, I've never been there, so I'm going to use my... He told me how to get there, basically, but I'm going to use my map thing just... be on the safe side.
Figure out where he's talking about on Brown Road. You'll go, oh yeah, I've been through here.
Up to today.
Mountains for a cookout. Had a good time.
Wait, my exhaust drowned you out. You been up in the mountains doing what?
Went up in the mountains for a cookout. We're headed back home now.
Well, that was a good day for it. Did y'all get any rain where you were?
Yeah, it came through, but it blew through and left. Did we get any rain at the house?
I didn't get any here at Taylor's. I heard some thunder. It's kind of overcast. The clouds are just kind of, you know, sparse and funny looking. There's not any... continuity to them, if that makes sense. And there's a little bit of blue sky here and there, but looking at the radar, the rain, it was coming in a solid green from North Carolina coming southeast. And I thought, well, we're going to get rain. And then right as it got around the Taylor's area, it just split. And one went one way and one went the other, and we didn't get a drop.
It does up at my house.
Dude, I needed to cut my grass, so that's what I'll be doing when I get back to the house. And maybe it'll be a degree or two cooler or something. But yeah, the funniest thing is... the guy next door to me, we have the same grass, and Bermuda sod, and so we cut it at the same height. You have to cut it kind of high. If you don't, all you're going to have is, it looks like dead grass. And so he changed his height, and my mower doesn't have that height. I can go higher or lower, but last year we cut all year, and we had the same height, so it was just one continuous flow of Bermuda, you know, from my yard to his, and it's really kind of frustrating. I'm going to have to put some washers on my blade to get it at the right height.
Probably changed his height to something that you can't do.
That's pretty obvious. He must have like a finer, you know, tuning.
At the light. Turn left.
That's my lady telling me where to go. I guess I'd be used to that by now. I've been married almost 42 years.
Yeah, you wait till I meet her finally. I'm going to tell her some of the things that you've been saying.
What's bad about my wife? Most of the time I'm just joking anyway. I mean, she's a good gal, especially to put up with me, to tell you what. Some of the girls I dated, I know they wouldn't have put up with my shenanigans. We'd be divorced long before now.
A problem to live with, Dave.
High maintenance. I'm really not. Yeah, I know you've already told me that. Oh, Lord. Hang on so I can talk on the radio. There.
Oh, I thought you was turning your GPS down a little bit. Thought you needed a minute. Go ahead.
I think it's called Old Rutherford Road. Cuts off of Wade Hampton, goes up to 290, and I don't know where I'm going. I'm probably going straight across here, I imagine.
Okay. Well, just follow the lady. She'll take you where you need to go.
The map and the blue line shows I just go straight across the intersection. Oh, lordy, lordy. And, Tom's got a couple of mics that fit the Kenwood that I have at the house, and it's an older Kenwood 2-meter rig, mobile rig. It's probably built, I'm guessing, but it's probably built in the late 90s, early 2000s. And, anyway, so, I have to kind of lean forward to talk on it. If I pull on the mic cord at all, it cuts out.
Nate, this is Gerald Tion.
Go ahead, Tom, KB4CPA.
Hi, Steve. Sorry to interrupt. Bernie says you're on the right course there, and then he'll come up to 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll come up to 101, take a left. Go through two stoplights, one where you turn left, and there will be a new one up there. Just keep right on going straight on up, and you'll cross the lake and get to the Cunningham Fire Department and go two more streets and hang a right.
Can't find that, then I'm in trouble.
Good afternoon, Steve.
Up the search party, Tom.
The times I've heard guys coming up to your place, they just about need one.
Okay, 4BWA. You bet. I live out in the sticks, baby. Out where I can do whatever I want to and nobody knows and nobody cares.
You know, my neighbor across the street, I took her over some tomatoes and cucumbers for her and the kids, and she said she's on this Facebook thing. I'm not. And they have a neighborhood watch thing, and she said that somebody got robbed up on Highway 25 yesterday, and I think they got a gun. I'm not sure.
Someone of their gun?
I'm not sure without going back over. That was this morning, Steve, but she said they'd gotten robbed up there, and I thought she said a firearm was involved, but I thought you when she said up on Highway 25.
You know anything about that, Dave?
I haven't heard about that.
Answer later, Steve. I really don't know the specifics because I don't have Facebook.
I'm really not worried about it anyhow. Yeah, the problem is I'm just glad it's not me. Hate to see the consequences.
Through here a couple of two or three weeks ago, and I got a firearm out of my neighbor's truck. He left it open, which is dumb, and he knows it. But they hit 25 houses up here in this O'Neill area that one night. They drive up in the driveway. One guy jumps out, tries your doors on your vehicle. If they open, he steals what he can grab, and then he runs.
Yeah. Well, even out where I am, I keep my vehicles locked for the most part. And anything that's in the vehicles, when it's not locked, I ain't worried about. So, they'd have to come into the house to get anything else. And that would pretty much be a death sentence.
I can't blame you for that. Well, go ahead, Dave. You making it all right?
Skip a flare. I'm kidding. Yeah, you know, well, I want to get one of the stickers that says, you know, since the price of ammo has gone up so high, a warning shot will not be fired.
My tin horn, Steve.
The first shot's going to be at the person, not, you know, in the ground or up in the air.
Yeah, you know my driveway, don't you, Dave? I'm going to put me a sign out there at that first big, big pine tree that says, attention, my scope is zero to this point.
Yeah, but you got to be awake to use it.
Anything closer in than that, and I won't need a scope.
Now, these guys, two white guys in hoodies and masks, I guess. And they hit about 2 o'clock in the morning, this NGOTR.
Yes, like you said, your neighbor knew he did something dumb when he left that weapon in there. And, you know, if you don't want it stolen, don't leave it in there. Leave anything else in there that you want that you really don't care about.
That's a fact. I don't leave anything in mine.
Dave.
On Brown Road, and I'm going down the big hill, and I'm now going up the big hill.
Well, look for that mailbox with them spikes on it, like Horny Mike.
My right or left?
That'd be on your right. That's the only way I know how to describe it. It keeps the birds off the mailbox. It's spikes. Oh, there he is. Brand new stud horse there, Steve. You drive safe, Steve. I'll catch you later. Send your OTR.
Behave yourselves. Don't get into any mischief. Bernice, if you can hear me, keep an eye on them. Y'all have fun. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
KB4CBA, clear.
Yeah, just come on in, Dave. The door's open.